Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, and those are all great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am very, very excited about this week's show because my very special guest is not only a great friend of mine, he's one of the smartest people I know with marketing, and he's specifically one of the nation's leading authorities in PR. His name is Dan Janelle, and Dan is the founder and president of PR Leads, Expert Resource Network. He's responsible for growing the company from startup to more than 5,000 satisfied clients over the past 10 years. He is responsible for skyrocketing sales and marketing, creating clever new products and services, establishing mutually beneficial industry alliances, and delivering outstanding customer service and training, and I'm definitely going to be giving him a testament to that. People who know Dan describe him as warm, friendly, helpful, insightful, witty, and caring. And again, I've known him for a long time, and he is all of those things. He is a well-known author and speaker on the topics of PR, marketing, and internet marketing. And he wrote Dan Janelle's Guide to Marketing on the Internet, which was actually one of the first books on this topic, published in 1995 when I was just 10 years old. And that book was on the infancy of the Internet and updated for the new century. His publisher, John Wiley & Sons, has sold the translation rights to publishers in 7 languages, including German, Spanish, Portuguese, Hungarian, Chinese, Korean, and Japanese. His other books include Risky Business, Protect Your Business from Being Conned, Stalked, Black, or Blackmailed on the Internet, Business Speak, one of the first and only books about voice recognition technology and the business applications, and 101 Businesses You Can Start on the Internet, and finally, 101 Successful Businesses You Can Start on the Internet. Dan, I'm way out of breath from introducing you, so you're going to have to carry the load here. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks a lot, Jim. It's an honor to be here, and I can't wait to dig in and help your listeners get more publicity, and basically so they can tell the story to the world and make a difference.
And, you know, you and I, right before we got started, Dan is in Minneapolis, and, you know, Minnesota is the land of lakes, and all of my mastermind members and everybody know that my goal is to have this awesome house on a lake, and Dan actually has that, so I'm just a little bit of a jealous mood here today as Dan. He said he's going to send me a picture of it, which is pretty cool. Dan, so take a little bit, just a quick minute or two, and I kind of gave everybody the business side of you. Tell us a little bit about you, about Dan the man, and, you know, kind of your entrepreneurial journey, if you will.
Oh, sure. That's a great place to start. You know, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a writer. And, you know, most people want to write the great American novel. I want to write the great American play. I just have an ear for dialogue, so I love plays, love Broadway, love theater. So I decided that I'd become a journalist. And if I became a journalist, I'd go to City Hall meetings and meet lots of interesting people and turn those stories into plays and have lots of great times. Trouble is, when I worked for newspapers, it was pretty boring. It really was. So I got out of journalism and I got into PR at the very beginning of the computer era. So I did PR for many of the first generation of computers. I introduced the Grolier Your CD-ROM Encyclopedia, which was the first piece of software on a CD-ROM. I was on the PR team that launched America Online. And because of all of that, I knew about online services. So I wrote literally the first book about marketing on the Internet. And it was back in 1993. I think I gave you the wrong information. It was 1993. And you remember back then, Al Gore and I were like the only people on the Internet. So
you were the other one. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We're trading messages, I guess. He never answered mine, though. anyway, so, you know, one thing led to another. Since I wrote the book, that led to speaking engagements literally all over the world, from Beijing to Budapest. I taught the first internet marketing class at Berkeley, and I've written, you know, several of the books since then, including my latest is called Reporters Are Looking for You, which gives lots and lots of tips on how to respond to reporters and pitch reporters if you're using any of these pitching services like PR Leads or Harrow or any of the others, and that's available on Amazon. So it's Reporters Are Looking for You. Lots of great tips there. So, you know, I'm always about trying to figure out how to work better with people, and some people consider this gaming the system. that's the other way of looking at it. Like, you know, but I feel like, you know, what do reporters need to jump to the head of the pile when they're getting hundreds and hundreds of other queries from other people just like you? So I figured it out, and I put it in the book, and that's how my business grows. But now the big thing is search engines and search engine marketing and press releases. So I figured out, like, what does Google want to see? In what order do they want to see it in? So that when I write a press release, it gets, A, picked up by the media, and B, gets ranked by Google, you know, all things being equal. So I'd love to share some tips and ideas on how your audience, your listeners can tell their story to the world and make the influence that they want and get paid.
That's so awesome. One of the reasons I asked you on were, you know, the listeners on this call right now are all very marketing savvy. They're kind of, you know, high energy and very successful entrepreneurs. And, you know, one of the things, and I would consider myself in that group, and to be honest with you, I do, as you know, Dan, I do so many different things. I mean, I have a lot of arrows in my quiver when it comes to marketing. I do many, many things. And up to this point, up to about a month ago, the one thing I haven't done was PR. And I know you and I meet and we talk, and, you know, it's just I never pulled the trigger. And yet when I launched my latest book, Stop Waiting For It to Get Easier, Create Your Dream Business Now, I said, this is when I'm going to do it. So I called you. And one of the things you shared with me was I had my expectations for what the press release was going to do were not correct. So you appropriately schooled me in that direction. So the first thing I want to ask you is, well, talk about what is a press release. I think we kind of know what it is, but very basically. But then share a little bit about that experience that you and I had together when you did a press release for my book about what I was to expect, but then ultimately what happened. Because I think people have different expectations about being contacted, doing tons of interviews, and, you know, jumping into TV and limelight and things like that. So go ahead and share a little bit of our experience, if you would.
Okay, well, let's start with the end. The end was that you got your press release picked up in more than 200, in fact, it was maybe even close to 300 different media outlets, including all the business journals throughout the United States, about 30 or 40 of those, and you got your press release picked up by Business Week, as well as dozens of local newspapers and literally hundreds of television stations that have websites. And what this does is two things. Number one, it gives you instant credibility. So you can take those logos and put them on your website. You can put them in your marketing materials. And, you know, people are going to say, you know, who's Jim? I never heard of Jim. Said, there's that Business Week logo. Like, Jim appeared in Business Week. Oh, wow, he must be good. So I think that's really the prime benefit of writing and distributing press releases today. It's getting those logos, getting printed in those publications, and frankly, not all services are the same. This is part of a recipe. You have to write a press release, and a press release is a document, maybe 500 to 800 words, that basically tell your story. It could be something new, like you have a new product or a new book or a new service, or it could be something that's interesting, because, hey, you pick up a newspaper, it's not all news. There's a lot of human interest stories there, a lot of stories on how to motivate your employees or how to bake a cake or how to raise happier, healthier kids or help them get into college. So it's not just, you know, earth-shattering news of hurricanes and whatever. It's news you can use. So if you've written a how-to article, we can turn that into a press release that would get picked up in more than 100 media websites. And frankly, we guarantee you will be printed in at least 100 real media websites in the United States, not these phony baloney fake media websites in third world countries that you probably get spammed every day. I'm like, oh, use our service. You get thousands of things, and you know they matter nothing. You know, you got to use the right recipe, and the right recipe is using a true distribution service like PR Newswire, which is what we use. And we use them so often we get discounts, and we pass those discounts along to our clients. So we can literally offer 50% off whatever PR Newswire charges. So you want to work with us. So that's number one. That's the number one key benefit. You have instant branding, instant credibility, and instant recognition, and material that, that make your marketing materials so much more credible. Now, but it doesn't stop there. Because those press releases are printed on true media websites, Google will index those websites. So if someone's typing, you know, best business book for entrepreneurs, there's a darn good chance they're going to see your press release because Google has indexed that link from, you know, Business Week or some of these other places that that printed the press release. So I've had people wind up in number one positions for, you know, business keynote speaker or a Boston elder care expert, or a supply chain management expert. I mean, I can give you industry after industry, city after city, that where we've gotten on the front page, if not number one, certainly somewhere on the front page because of this, frankly, this recipe. You write, the recipe is you write the press release, you put the keywords in the right place, you use PR Newswire to distribute the press release, not any of these other free services or low-cost services. They don't get picked up. They don't get printed. And that's, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. That's really the key. So those are the key things here. Now, you also asked about managing expectations. I think I've done a fairly good job right now, but you're probably assuming that if you write a press release, a reporter is going to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, let's write a story about you. That's not the case. We're talking about a syndicate of newspapers and magazines and websites that trust PR Newswire and say, if you're sending out a press release, then chances are our readers want to see it, so we're going to print it word for word, including the links, including your contact information, and that's what you're going to get from us. And that's cool. Now, sometimes reporters do read the press releases and say, hey, this is kind of interesting. I think I'll follow up on that. But reporters get hundreds and hundreds of press releases a day. They don't have time to write hundreds and hundreds of stories. So I like to manage my clients' expectations. We're talking about paid media. This is like an advertisement. You're putting your ad, so to speak, or you're paying for play, and it's getting printed word for word. Anything beyond that is gravy. So if a reporter does contact you, and that does happen, my Boston elder care expert just got the phone with him half an hour ago. We wrote a press release for him. It got printed in all those places we talked about. His local Fox station was doing a story on elder care. They went to Google. They said, we're looking for a Boston elder care expert. He popped up number one because his article, or his press release, rather, was printed in the Wall Street Journal, of all places. And they assumed that he was an expert, so they called him up, and bingo, he's on Fox TV in Boston as the Boston elder care expert. You know, that's the winning the lottery, folks. I can't promise that, but it does happen. But, again, to manage your expectations fully, you will be printed in at least 100 media websites, or I'll give you your money back. You can use that material to bolster your credibility and your marketing materials, and there's a good chance you're going to be found on Google or that your website will be higher than it was before. So if you're on page 7, maybe now you're on page 3 or 2 or possibly 1. I can't guarantee anything with Google because Google is Google. But those are some pretty darn good benefits for a very, very inexpensive price.
They really are, and in full candor, and, you know, so we have folks on this call that are accountants, doctors, authors, people that do live events. We have SEO guys. There's nobody that can't use the service that you're offering, Dan, to further them. And so in full candor, I think it took Dan probably 3 or 4 tries of me saying, when am I going to get interviewed? And I really finally understood the full benefit, because when Dan did launch the press release for my book, I was on page 1 of Google for small business coach. I was on there for, you know, small business keynote speaker. I actually did get contacted by somebody who has a website. It's a website blog. He's got over 100,000 subscribers, and he asked me to submit an article. But the really cool thing, as Dan mentioned, is I was on every radio, television station logo, Business Week, including my hometown Philadelphia Business Journal, and so that is when it really clicked for me, Dan, what the real value is, because that is just, I mean, that is the PR benefit of sending out a press release. So it finally clicked for me. So one of the things I asked you next, in fact, it was literally 2 days after the press release came out and I was still in big heaven with all of this exposure, is when do I send out another one? So what is the product? And so I'm not going to give the answer. I'll let you give the answer. What's the timing for sending out another press release?
Sure. It's all about repetition, so I know you want to jump right ahead and do another one right away, and you know, someone else would have taken your money gladly and said, okay, cool, we got a live one, but I know how Google thinks. Google says Jim Palmer and Dan Janelle don't send out press releases every single week because they're just too small. There's not enough news. There's not enough going on there. You know, it's one thing for Microsoft or Hewlett Packard to send out 5 or 10 press releases a day because they're big companies. When it comes to solopreneurs like us, once a month is fine. In fact, you know, many people on the call probably have what they call budgets, and in which case I would suggest maybe once a quarter. But I do want to underscore one other thing here. You know, especially since you told me, Jim, that a lot of your listeners are local practitioners, and I have to tell you, you're probably going to your Google page and saying, Cincinnati accountant, and you may be on the first page or maybe number 27. I think if you do a press release, you're going to wind up on page one because of that extra Google juice that will happen from a press release. So if you use keywords or geography, you know, if you're like a CPA for small businesses, the more words you use, the more descriptive you are, the more likely you're going to wind up on the first page of Google for that term, and the more likely you're going to connect with people who are real prospects and not just tire kickers. Because if you type CPA in Cincinnati, you know, there could be large companies, small companies, solopreneurs, housewives, divorced people who are looking for the lowest price option they can find next to H&R Block, whatever, tax preparers, and you may do something totally different. So if you type, if we write a press release for you that says CPA Cincinnati specializing in freelance writers, chances are you're going to wind up on the front page for that term because it's very, very specific. So that's one tip I want to give you. It's really two tips. One is what you do, so, you know, tax preparer, and the second is the geography. So it could be a Cincinnati dentist or a Dayton dentist or whatever, because people who are new in town are going to say, I need a dentist. Well, I'm not going to go, 3,000 miles away. They're going to type the name of the city or the name of the location within the city, like Summerlin in Las Vegas. So they don't want to drive all the way across town. So the more descriptive you are, the more likely you're going to have great success in rising to the top of the search engines. So people who are looking for you but don't know your name can actually find you because they want someone who does exactly what you do, but they don't know you're alive. Now they will with a press release.
That's such great advice. All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, we're going to have more great information with Dan Janelle. I'm going to ask Dan, how do you structure a press release to get maximum results? So stay tuned. We will be right back.
As a marketing coach or small business consultant, you know that the fastest way to help your clients increase their profits is by getting more repeat business and more referrals from their current customers. You also know that the best way for your clients to develop stronger, healthier, and more profitable relationships with their customers is with a monthly customer newsletter. That's right, a hard copy, printed, and mailed monthly newsletter. Trouble is, you can recommend your clients use a newsletter, but they're just too busy to do it themselves. And hiring someone can cost hundreds, if not thousands, per month. And in the end, it just doesn't get done. Now, instead of simply recommending that your clients use a customer newsletter, you can provide them with an amazing done-for-you newsletter program. The no-hassle newsletter system is a complete done-for-you profit-boosting solution for your customers and clients. Every month, your clients get a great newsletter that their customers actually look forward to and enjoy reading, and that not only keeps their business top of mind, it makes you a marketing hero. The No Hassle Newsletter Master Reseller Program is a complete turnkey newsletter system that solves your client's biggest need, and it also adds a lucrative new revenue stream for your business. Become a master reseller today at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we are back. Let's get right back to my interview with my very special guest, Mr. Dan Janelle. So, Dan, if somebody wanted to kind of try this on their own, like you said, maybe there's a little budget involved, what can you give them a couple tips on kind of the structure of the press release and, you know, what do you do? I know you put in keywords for me and things like that. Just give a few tips on how to write one.
Sure. Well, you know, I won't go over the extreme basics because you can go to Google and type, you know, press release templates or how to write a press release. You'll find thousands of articles there. So I won't go over the true basics. But basically, you're talking about a press release has between 500 and 800 words, no more than that. People won't read it. Plus, it'll cost too much to send it out for extra word charges. So we're looking for anywhere between about 500 words or so. Here are the real things that make it stand out, though. Number one, keyword placement. The first four words in the headline are really the key. So you want Boston elder care expert, you know, Michael Bloom says blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't matter what blah, blah, blah is because Google doesn't care either. They just care about the words. So when they see Boston, they know sometimes Boston or Massachusetts or whatever county Boston is in, you know, it's going to come up. Then we have elder care experts. So same thing, you know, you might want to use expert, consultant, coach, speaker, keynote speaker, inspirational speaker. You know, put your title in there. So I don't say title like president. No one's looking for the president or the COO or something like that unless you're looking for a job. But if, you know, your prospects are basically looking for the answer to their problem, so it could be they're looking for a dating coach or a relationship coach or a divorce lawyer. So those are the words that I'm looking for to see in the headline. Then the next most important spot are the first couple of words in the first paragraph. And those could be synonyms for the words you used in the headline to describe yourself. So if you were a divorce attorney in the headline, then maybe you're a divorce mediator or a divorce coach or a relationship coach. So, you know, you don't want to use the same words over and over again because, frankly, Google considers that a form of spamming. They call it keyword stuffing, and you just don't want to do that. But you can say that you're a coach, you're a speaker, you're an author, you're all those other words are perfectly, perfectly fine. You just don't want to say, you know, divorce coach, divorce coach, divorce coach. If you're getting a divorce, you need a coach. You know? So you don't want to do that. And my final super trick is to type the questions that people ask you when they're looking for someone like you, like, how can I find the best divorce attorney in Boston? That may be too simplistic, but I think you get the idea. How can my kid with learning disabilities get into college or get a scholarship? I actually did that for one of my clients, and they ranked high, and believe it or not, lots of people are searching for that, which makes it even better. So that's really a super secret dark tip. I wouldn't call it a trick because it's really not trying to trick Google. We're just trying to help Google present information that their searchers are looking for. So if you're a parent who has a kid with, you know, ADHD or a learning disability of some sort, you know, you may want to find, you know, a school that's better for them or a person who can teach them SAT preparation and take their special needs into account, which is what my client did. And because we had those words in there, she ranked really, really high, and those were popular words. And no one else is doing this. You know? So that's it's like, When I explain, it's like, well, duh, yeah, it makes perfect and total sense. Well, so it makes sense only after someone points it out to you. Otherwise, it's this great mystery that how do we get on the front page of Google? Well, it's easier than you think if you follow the right recipe. So the recipe is you write the press release, you put the keywords in the right place, and you use a service like PR Newswire, which we can get for you at a massive discount, because that's the secret sauce. It's like if you baked a cake and you put the flour in and you put the sugar in and you put the chocolate in, then you put it on your back porch and you wait for the sun to heat it up to 425 degrees for 45 minutes. It's not going to work. You got to put it in the oven. So you don't want to use some of these cheap, low-cost, all-you-can-eat kind of press release distribution services. Why? Because real media don't print their press releases. Here's the difference. They will tell you, and believe me, I've seen their messages because all my clients send me their messages, and they say, is this legit? And then what they say is, you know, we will distribute your press release to hundreds and thousands of media websites. Well, so do we. Anyone can distribute anything to anyone. There's no great trick in that. The point is, who's going to print it? And we're the only ones that really get the distribution and the printing in the prime places that Google really cares about. That's why Jim got printed in Business Week. And frankly, there's a window here. You know, I want to scare people, but there's a window. A couple of months ago, we got a lot of our clients into the Wall Street Journal. For some reason, the Wall Street Journal wanted our press releases. And then one day, they didn't. Now we're in like a month and a half of Business Week taking most of our clients' materials. And again, I can't promise this, but they're taking a lot of our stuff. But one day they may wake up and say, we're not going to do this anymore. A couple of years ago, Forbes was taking everything we were doing. CNBC was taking everything we were doing. And then one day they said, we're not doing this anymore. But even regardless, we do have, as I said before, we guarantee more than 100 media websites will print this press release, your press release, all over the country in truly credible places, which Google will index, and that will help your search engine rankings. So that's what we do.
There are some amazing nuggets in there. What are the top one or two don'ts, since you just gave us some really good do's? What are the top one or two do not do for entrepreneurs?
Okay, sure. Sure. Okay. Well, do what I do and don't do the opposite, obviously. But also, I really want to underscore the keyword stuffing idea. You know, you don't want to do that. You know, you want to write a press release the way people talk. You want to make it sound natural. People don't say, "Gee, I want to lose belly fat. I wonder if there are any websites that will teach me how to lose belly fat, or maybe there are some books that will teach me how to lose belly fat, because I really want to lose belly fat. Because if you have belly fat, it can really give you bad health. So I want to lose my belly fat." You know, Google looks at that and they just go nuts. In fact, that's why they started clamping down on article sites a couple years ago, because those guys were going nuts by using the same words over and over and over and over again. So I guess number one would be keyword stuffing. That's the worst thing you can do. And beyond that, if you just write naturally, you should stand a pretty good chance of writing a pretty good press release.
Dan, you know, sometimes people ask me, is a newsletter good for my business, or what businesses should use a newsletter, what shouldn't? There is no business, in my opinion, that can't use a newsletter. If I was to ask you the same question about PR, is that basically the same answer? Like, is there any business that is not going to benefit from doing a press release?
Every business under the sun can benefit from doing a press release. I've had clients all over the map, from people who sell fractional jet ownership to real estate people, to SEO people, to PR people, to insurance people and lawyers of every vertical market in the legal profession you can imagine. You know, it's like Dan Kennedy once said. Someone went up to him and said, "Can you show me one way to make $1 million?" And Dan said, "No, but I can show you a million ways to make $1. And the more tools you have, the more opportunities you have. So if you're doing direct mail and it's working for you, that's great. If you want to try something else and see if that can help you, that's great too. But, you know, we all know that people are going to the internet for one thing. They want to find someone just like you. They're looking for a new dentist because they just moved into town. They're looking for a divorce attorney because situations happen. Or they're looking for a marriage coach because situations happen. Let's make this more positive. But they don't know you exist. So they go to Google because they're looking for someone exactly like you. They're not going to the phone, the yellow pages, the phone book. They're not looking for a billboard on the side of the road. They may ask friends for recommendations, so you always want to get your referral network doing well. You know, they may see your stuff in a newsletter that they trust, that the dentist sends out and whatever. All that's good stuff. There are lots of good marketing tactics. PR happens to be one of those, and it should be earn a high spot in your marketing arsenal because of the benefits we pointed out. It's instant recognition, instant branding, it's guaranteed results for those things. And we stand behind our work.
You know, Dan, I'm a big fan, and I'd say that even if we weren't friends, because you got me amazing results, and I would say PR works. Don't be afraid. In fact, well, let me rephrase that. PR works. Stop waiting for it to get easier. Do it now. And there you go. How about that? You know, one of the great things, and I want to give you a chance to tell people how to get in touch with you, but one of the greatest lessons I learned from this whole experience over the last, you know, what, week to 10 days is managing expectations. You did a great job, because I'm very much somebody who moves 100 miles an hour, ask a lot of questions probably 3 or 4 times because I know what I want to get. And you did a really great job of managing my expectations. And in fact, the result was you exceeded my expectations. So I'm kind of coming off PR just for an overall kind of a business lesson for the folks listening right now. It's so important whether you work with any customers, clients, patients, whatever, when you manage expectations and then you end up exceeding them, you know, you've really got a customer who's excited as I am, who basically called 3 days later and said, let's load the gun, I want to do it again. And he schooled me that wouldn't be smart. So, but managing expectations is a big part of growing a successful business. So you're definitely a high class guy, and I appreciate that. So how can people listening right now learn more about you and learn more about your services?
Great. And again, thanks for the opportunity here, because it really is a lot of fun, and I really liked helping people tell their story to the world, because there's so much good stuff out there that your people can share and help make the world a better place and make people better people. And I know people have that kind of mission, and also make more money at the same time, which is a win-win-win for everyone. So our website is pressreleasesender.com. And that has all the information you're going to want to see there. We have a couple of different packages, everything from done for you to do it yourself. You know, I'm proud to say we make money every step of the way. So whichever option is good for you is good for me. I don't need to steer you into something that you don't need, because, you know, it's all going to work good for me. You're going to tell your friends, and everyone's going to be coming, and so it's all good. So we have packages starting at $297. All the way up to $12.95 for the done-for-you service, and packages in between. If you have some of your marketing material already done, or you have your book done, we can take articles you've written and turn them into press releases. And because it takes us less time, we can charge you a whole lot less money. So, and again, we buy in bulk from PR Newswire. We do about 30 to 40 to 50 press releases a month, so they give us good discounts. If you went to the PR Newswire website, you'd find prices that are really two or three times higher than ours. And plus, they don't write press releases, they don't give feedback, they don't tell you whether you've done a good job or a bad job, you know. So we do provide that consulting, that feedback for you, and it's all at pressreleasesender.com. And then we can arrange for a phone call afterwards to answer any further questions you have, get you signed up, and take the next step. So it's pressreleasesender.com.
Perfect. Dan, thanks again. Really, really appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
All right, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Dan Janelle. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.